Generational trauma stops with your mama. Girl, wanna work it, lady? Yeah, that's how you work it, lady. It's never no or maybe. This is how you get it, baby. Work.
Hey. This is going to be a podcast for the kids. Well, for us moms and those of us who have kids in our community, we want to give you this movie review. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to have my little lady number one and my little lady number two. They are going to talk with us towards the end of this about what their favorite parts of the movie were. But right now, I'm just going to get into the movie review. So the name of the movie is Migration, and it is from the Illumination Group. And if I'm not mistaken, the Illumination Group also did like Minions. He may have done Secret Life of Pets. I'm not sure, but that's kind of the vibe of the cartoon of this movie. And to me, I like this even more than all those that I just mentioned. I really, really, really love this movie. I got to see it with my little ladies in theaters, and we enjoyed it so much. Now, let me tell you what I enjoyed as a parent, that those of you who are parents or legal guardians, or even maybe you just do a lot of babysitting, or you just watching kids for your sister, watching your sister's kids, you know, or whatever, and you have kids in your presence and you want to know some good movies that are appropriate for kids, I would definitely put this high on the list. So I would say that for us who are working with kids or, you know, we're parents, the reason you want to key in on this movie is it's such a like safe movie. Sometimes, you know, you want to see a movie and you get into it and it's filled with all kinds of weirdo hocus pocus. You know, not everybody wants to watch a movie that has all these occult things, you know, the evil and the witch and the this and the that, you know, it's too much. And then nowadays there's other messagings in movies as well that a lot of parents just feel isn't appropriate for little kids. You know, we just want to keep them in the little kid zone, let them live, you know, their little kid life and just give them love and happiness at the stage that they're at. And so I love this movie for that. There was absolutely nothing off topic, weird, crude humor, nothing in this movie. Like, and that is a rarity nowadays that you can actually sit back and say, wow, I watched a kid's movie and there was nothing in it that made me kind of say, oh, you know, I wish that wasn't there. It is so appropriate. And that's what I love about it. Now, let's talk about the storyline a little bit. So it's about this adorable little family of ducks, okay? And I'm going to try so hard not to give any spoilers in this movie because, you know, I can't spoil things because I basically just talk too much and I'll give the whole movie away. But this is about a family of ducks, and they got this daddy duck, and the daddy duck just really wants to keep everybody safe. They live at this adorable little pond. And instead of migrating, they usually stay put every year, okay? Like, daddy's like, look, we're not going. I don't like people like that. And, you know, we're just doing our thing here. I know this pond. I know it's safe. I want to keep my family safe. And I feel like that's how most good dads are. They can be a little complacent about doing anything too different or out of the norm because they are very much concerned with keeping their family safe. So I thought that was nice messaging to see in the movie. But then after some convincing from his adorable, lovely family, his beautiful wife, and his two kids, he decides, all right, you know, and they do have an uncle that lives with them as well. And I thought that was cute because, you know, sometimes in families today, they have, you know, a different family member living with us, you know. So I thought that was nice. And yeah, so the uncle also gets him convinced, you know, like, hey, we are going to go ahead and migrate. Now, they're late getting out on their migration. And as they go, basically what happens along the way is this family dynamic changes so much. The dad becomes, you know, well, I won't spoil it. I'll let you see how the dad becomes. And the mom has some changes and the kids change. And that's kind of basically all the things that happen through the movie. I will say one thing. I really like the messaging that they did. I mean, not everything is a direct messaging. It's just a story plot. And then we can kind of take away what we take away from the movie. So I guess I should say what I took away from the movie was there was also a message of like helping people. So, you know, they help many friends along the way, different species of birds, you know, regardless of where these birds are from, you're like, hey, you know, let's help, you know. And so they really do a good job of showing how they help and everything. And so it has such a happy ending. It is definitely a feel good movie. Like, you know how sometimes you leave the theater and you're like, oh, why did I even watch that? Not with this movie. You're going to be like, oh my goodness, I feel so happy and so good. And you're going to see those little smiles on your little ones' faces, watch their little faces in the theater while they're watching all the activity going on the screen. Now, other things I will say, the coloring of this movie is very pretty. It is very vibrant. It's very colorful. It is very engaging. The timing of the dialogue is so well done. Like, it's funny, it's witty, it's cute. There's no moment in this movie where my attention was just down. They do a great job of engaging. So if you've got little kids, you know, like under the age of 7, they're going to be able to keep up with this too. I feel like even like a toddler, like a 1 or 2 year old, like a newer toddler would also benefit from this movie. So definitely check it out. All right. So yeah, you know, so we really very much enjoyed the movie. So if you're looking for a movie that is cute, wholesome, funny, entertaining, and leaves you feeling great, I definitely recommend Migration. So as promised, I do have my number one and my number two here, and we are going to share one thing that we both really liked from the movie. So I will let number one go first. Can you tell me one thing that you liked from the movie, number one?
I really like when they were migrating, because they went through lots of stuff. Like, it was like the whole family went through lots of stuff through the movie, and I really like that.
Yes, that was nice to see how they dealt with all those challenges as a family. And that is what I really thought was important. You know, it's like this family, they're trying something different. They're trying something new together, and they get through all the challenges along the way together. And, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to rely on each other and be there for each other in a family. Okay, number two. So I want you to tell me one thing that you liked about the movie.
I liked it that they worked it together, guided the parent out, and work as a family.
I love that as well. I thought that was so good. So, yes, for us, this movie is literally a 10 out of 10. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. So, yeah, if you were thinking, hey, is it worth seeing in theaters? I would say absolutely, just because it is nice to see this one up on the big screen, because there's flying and there's all these beautiful scenes and everything. And it was definitely nice to see on the big screen. Definitely don't feel like it would be a waste of money to see it in theaters. All right. So as always, if you have any questions for me, you know where to find me. If you're here on YouTube, you can go ahead and hit the subscribe button. If you are listening on podcast, hey, go ahead and hit the subscribe button there. And don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram. All righty. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. You guys going to say bye?
Bye. Bye.
body image.